Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 40. Jace. As I opened my locker after football practice, porno magazines and a huge purple dildo fell out of it and onto the locker room ground in front of all my teammates. The room erupted into a fit of laughter, dickhead comments being thrown my way. You having fun with that cock harbor? Who's been using that on you? Do you like Allie pegging your ass? I rolled my eyes, picked up the dildo between two fingers, and suctioned it to Carter's locker. Screw that fucking guy. He was probably the one who had put it in Allie's locker this morning. Whoever had, I was about to beat their ass in. Pictures had been circulating around all of Redwood's social media with Allie in tears as she picked up all the stuff from the floor before putting it back in her locker. After I threw magazines into the trash and walked back to my locker, Jamal nudged me. We need to talk. He leaned close and glanced at Carter, who walked into the room and saw the dildo stuck to his locker. It's about Carter. I snickered as he pulled it off with a pop and gave me the finger. You suggesting something, Harbor? He asked me, grabbing his cock through his football tights. You want it? The other guys laughed and shook their heads. I rolled my eyes and turned back to my locker. Jamal nudged me again. Come on, dude, it's important. You should... Why the fuck should I listen to you? I asked him, slamming my locker closed. You tried to fucking take Allie from me over and over, knowing how I felt about her. I heard that you fucking took her home Saturday night. The blood drained from his face, but he quickly shook his head. We didn't do anything, he said. I promise that we didn't. We went out to get fries, and Carter showed up, and... She stayed over at your fucking house, I repeated, having heard a rumor about it after lunch. It fucked me up that they had been together, but I couldn't get angry with Allie about it since I had been out with Nicole. Jamal, though... My best fucking friend? I pushed him. Did she sleep in your bed, too? Huh? You don't have an extra one for her to sleep in. Jamal grabbed me by the collar. Will you fucking settle down? He asked me, pushing me against the locker. Fucking listen to me. Carter was being a dick to Allie when we saw him out. He wanted to take her home, and a rumor is going around that Carter was hitting on Allie this morning. Had his fingers up her skirt. I shoved Jamal off me. You're fucking lying. Ask him, Jamal said. I turned to Carter, who was stripping off his sweat-soaked shirt. You touched Allie? I asked. He turned his head and curled his lips up slightly. What's it to you? Rage rushed through my entire body as I sprang forward at him. Jamal tried to hold me back, but I slipped out of his hold and slammed my fist right across that pretty fucking face of Carter, hearing a crack.
You won't be able to keep her all to yourself, Carter said, pushing me back. She actually wants to be pleased. You think Nicole left you because you could fuck her right? She let me eat her tight cunt because you couldn't make her come, just like Allie will soon.
I slammed my fist into him again, knocking him down. After straddling his waist, I continued to rain punches down onto his face, relishing in the blood that spurted out of his nose, the way his eyes already turned black and swelled, all of the pain written across his features. Jamal and another teammate grabbed my shoulders to pull me back, but I wasn't going anywhere. I would kill Carter, just like he fucking deserved. I wanted him dead and away from Allie. He deserved to rot in the worst shithole there was. Coach blew his whistle. Everyone backed away from us, creating a path for him to walk through. Carter shielded his face with his arms as Coach and one of his defensive coaches grabbed my arms, tugging me off the piece of shit.
Settle down, Coach said, getting in my face. What the fuck are you doing?
Fucking piece of shit, I said, spitting down at Carter as some guys helped him stand. Coach placed a hand on my chest to push me against the lockers. Overcome with so much pain and hurt and pure rage, I glared at Carter. I'd find a fucking way to destroy his life one of these fucking days.
Look at me, Jace,
Coach shouted. The entire room went silent and stared at us, even Carter.
Cut the shit and leave your fucking differences off the field and out of my locker room. I don't give a fuck what Carter said to you. You should control yourself.
A look of hurt crossed Coach's face.
You set out the next game, Harbor.
He fucking...
You want to make it two games?
Coach asked me. I pressed my lips together. No, sir. He pointed to the door.
Get out of here and cool down.
I snatched up the rest of my things and hurried out of the room, foregoing any goodbye to Jamal or the rest of the team. Carter smirked at me on the way out, holding an ice pack to his eye. He fucking deserved it.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.